couldn't have written you down. You were running too fast. I began to laugh. I was glad. I would have liked to kiss him at that moment. What did the others matter? I hadn't been written down. Those whose numbers had been noted stood apart, abandoned by the whole world. Some were weeping in silence. The SS officers went away. The head of the block appeared, his face reflecting the general weariness. Everything went off all right. Don't worry, nothing is going to happen to anyone, to anyone. Again, he tried to smile. A poor, emaciated, dried-up Jew questioned him avidly in a trembling voice. But Block El Teste, they did write me down. The head of the block let his anger break out. What? Did someone refuse to believe him? What's the matter now? Am I telling lies, then? I tell you once and for all, nothing's going to happen to you, to anyone. You're wallowing in your own despair, you fool. The bell rang, a signal that the selection had been completed throughout the camp. With all my might, I began to run to Block 36. I met my father on the way. He came up to me.
Well, so you passed?
Yes, and you?
Me too.
How we breathed again, now. My father had brought me a present, half a ration of bread obtained in exchange for a piece of rubber found at the warehouse which would do to sole a shoe. The bell. Already we must separate, go to bed. Everything was regulated by the bell. It gave me orders, and I automatically obeyed them. I hated it. Whenever